Hello, friends. This is the second hour of the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States on 1150 AM. We are one of the top-rated talk shows in the Seattle area, and we're also the fastest-growing psychic and metaphysical radio program in the world with listeners in over 60 countries. The purpose of this program is to raise human consciousness, and today's show will be truly out of this world. We are extremely fortunate to have one of the world's best, in my opinion, spiritual healers coming from Japan. His name is Ray Chandran, coming to us live from Tokyo. Ray, are you there?
Welcome to all the listeners.
Thank you.
And the God in me honors the God in each and every one of your brothers and sisters.
Oh, how nice. Thank you so much for saying that, Ray. I know you're originally from India, and you've been
yes, I am from the southern part of India, mm-hmm. but I have left India more than 32 years in searching for my truth. Mm-hmm. This is how I started. I come from a very poor family. And when I was very young, I was very angry at God. Hmm. How can there be so inequality? Mm-hmm. How can I be born in such a place where I cannot even go to the temple or touch the priest because I am from a lower caste? Mm-hmm. And that made me very angry at God. Mm-hmm. If there is a God, I wanted to really meet and ask why this is going on. Mm-hmm. And that set up the search for me. And then, of course, there was agreement with my wife, agreement with my mother in a past life contract that she would come and make an arrangement that I would leave the house very early. Mm-hmm. And she fulfilled that contract. For when I was born, she could not give me milk at all because she had severe stomach cramps when I was just born, and I was crying. She only told me when I was very, very late about the situation. So what happened is, there was a lady who had given birth to another child in the next bed. So that lady came and asked my mother, can she give the milk to me? And my mother, out of desperation, just waved her hand and she said, okay. And when that happened, so my first breast milk in this earth plane was from another lady, not from my mother. Mm. And somehow that affected me very much. I did not realize about this, but I always felt a distance from my family. So when I was 15 years old, I left my home, mm-hmm. not because I did not love them, mm-hmm. but I felt distant, and plus a calling to see the answers about my own life. Mm-hmm. And that took me to many countries, and finally ended up in US, and I was in Philadelphia for almost 12 and a half years. Mm-hmm. I was working in a law firm in the mail room and trying to go to law school. And during this time, I met a person, a Japanese woman who came to University of Pennsylvania for a meeting, and I happened to see her. And by looking at her, I fell in love, just by looking at her. Mm-hmm. And then she came to Japan back. And while coming, she told me, if you really love me, you'll come to Japan. So I left everything in the US, my job, my apartment, everything. And I came to Japan in 30 days' time. And in 2 months' time, she said goodbye to me. I was down in the dumps. I didn't speak the language. I didn't have visa. I didn't have any money. Mm-hmm. And I went through incredible hard time in Japan, mm-hmm. almost to the point of verge of even committing suicide twice, mm-hmm. because I felt so hopeless. Mm-hmm. But during all this time, I felt a guiding hand through people coming to support me. Mm-hmm. And that time, I made a statement to the universe that if I am able to get out of this, I want to be a person who gives life back to people themselves. Mm. Since I went through all challenges in my life, I was a homeless person in Japan for a few days, mm. and not eating for 1.5-2 days.
Oh, I'm sorry. That must have been very hard.
It was hard, but I could relate. I look back and say, thank you for the experience, Creator, because now I meet people from all walks of life with all kinds of problems. Mm-hmm. And I had gone through this. So the best experience was, I went through this, so I can feel it. Mm-hmm. So when I meet a homeless person now anywhere, I only have compassion and kindness. I cannot judge them at all because we do not know the life story. I went through all situations where people are going through all kinds of problems. Mm-hmm. So I can relate to them on a personal level.
Sure.
And this is what I do at this time. People come from all over and I teach them how by completely surrendering to the Creator within, they can find their path.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started channeling. I met people who, along the way, who helped me to open this path. And now I do workshop in many countries, including US, Hong Kong, China, Malaysia, Singapore, of course, Japan, India, Brazil. Mm-hmm. I take my teaching to teach people just to look at simple things of life.
Mm-hmm.
How through changing one's thought pattern, one can create a new reality.
Mm.
But during this time, I also had a realization that everything is of energy. Mm-hmm. And if we are able to move the energy in any way we want, our thoughts are energy. What I realized is, if you look at emotion or feeling, emotion is just energy in motion, if you write E-M-O-T-I-O-N, energy in motion.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the capacity to move the energy in any way I want. If I move it to a higher level, I can call it positive emotion.
Mm-hmm.
If I move it to a lower level, I can call it negative emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big key for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, maybe, oh my God, I can control my feelings, my emotions, irrespective of what's happening outside.
Mm-hmm.
And when this really hit me, it was a turning point.
Mm.
And second thing what happened is, I was searching for somebody to help me, my guides, teachers, or the creator. And suddenly I had a realization one day, why not I experiment that, you know, all scripture states that everything is inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't I experiment with this aspect? And I said, I'm going to ask to connect with what I already have inside of me, whether it's a guide or an angel or the creator. Immediately, I felt a shift. Then I realized that what I was looking all over was inside of me, and I am the creator of my own destiny. And if you do not like what is happening in my life, I can uncreate it. And I can give a meaning to the creation, whatever I want to give the meaning. I can call it successful or learning or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the power. But this, all this came about because I was down in the dumps and I had to completely surrender to my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized this, I felt that I'm in a very empowered state.
I have to tell you, Ray, that my previous guest earlier, the past hour, was a wonderful lady named Sharon Rose. She's just come out with a new film called The Last Avatar, and what you're saying is identical to what she said, too, in a different way, of course, through her film. But you're saying exactly the same thing, that we are all powerful spiritual beings, and we have the ability to create good things for ourselves if we want.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to go through this all around in many parts of the world to come to this place.
Mm-hmm.
And when I found this, I felt more complete within myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt confident about my own life. And when I started doing this on a daily basis, it opened up a large part of me. I was able to get in touch with my soul. And then through this connection with my soul in a deeper way, I was able to bring forth the gifts of my soul from past incarnations. Then I also realized one other important thing was, whatever happens in one's life, it's an effect. It's not the cause.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how serious the situation is, maybe a shooting in New York City or the police officer, mm-hmm. or Missouri, whatever happened, Iraq, any country, it's an effect.
Mm-hmm.
The cause might be 10,000 years back,
mm-hmm.
or 5,000 years back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can go back and heal the past, we are healing not only the present, but also the future.
Ray, you...
And we have the power to go back and forth.
Interesting. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to note for my audience that you write that you create individual and healing soul symbols that are channeled from ascended masters like Master...
Yes.
Kuthimi, Lord St. Germain, Mary Magdalene, Isis, and other light beings, which is just fascinating. Just fascinating.
Yes. I was guided to do this by Master Kuthimi. One day I was walking down the street and he asked me to look at the sacred geometry. I said I did not like anything of mathematics. He said, does not matter.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought a book from Amazon and started looking through it. And then this sacred geometric pattern started coming through me. It was from ISIS initially. So now I created more than 450 images to heal different kinds of emotions. But what I realized is, this was a gift I was having it during the time in Lemuria. So I just remembering what I already had it. Mm-hmm. And these masters were just holding a mirror for me to look into that and remember who I was.
Mm. Fascinating.
So I tell all the people that all of you have incredible gifts in your lives. Mm-hmm. If you just look at your personal life, you will say, no, my life is lots of challenges and difficulties. But this is just one aspect of you. You are much, much, much bigger being. You are an interdimensional quantum being existing in 12 dimensions simultaneously.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
And we have the capacity to go back and forth and even to connect with all 12 aspects.
Mm-hmm. You had written me, Ray, that my previous life was a priest in Atlantis named Alter Ray.
Yes.
And
it is true. Mm-hmm. So this was a message brought by the great ISIS. Mm. Why did we bring this information to you at this time? Mm-hmm. For a lot of the experiences in the world presently is a reenactment of what happened in Atlantis. Many of the people who work in the defense industries, pharmaceutical industries, and other high-powered industries which can make a big impact on the world are all from scientists from that particular part of the world. So our challenge is, will we continue to do the same thing what we did? Or will we have a new outcome? The indications are at this time, mm-hmm. it will be a new outcome. Mm-hmm. But still, we have a long way to go.
I have to tell you, back in September of last year, I had Shirley Andrews on my show. She's written several wonderful books about Atlantis and Lemuria. And the one of the topics that her and I we've talked about writing is a new book on what lessons we can learn from Atlantis so that we don't repeat them now. We have a new, better outcome.
Exactly. What is the one simple lesson from Atlantis? Hmm. From my perspective, it is simple, very simple. What is created and where it came from? When we honor and worship the created form and not the creative source, naturally it will decay. It will be misused. You look at any cultures, advanced cultures like Mayan culture, Roman, Egyptian, Greece, India. What happened to them? Hmm. Even now, look at your world now. Mm-hmm. Look at the people so much tuned technology. Mm-hmm. They cannot stay without their mobile phone or computer or anything else. Mm-hmm. So we are honoring and worshiping the technology, not from where it came from. And we lose touch with this connection from the source itself. Mm-hmm. It will not be able to sustainable. So what happened in Atlantis? The technology took over. It became a tool to control people, creating slaves, creating humans in combined form with animals. Genetic experiment. So the technology which was given to human beings completely misused. Mm-hmm. It's happening right now in many parts of the world.
I agree.
So you forgot where the source it was and why the purpose it was. Mm-hmm.
I think my own feeling is I think there's a lot of secret projects that go on around the world by various governments and corporations which are doing the very things back in Atlantis, which destroyed that civilization.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So recently, I had some channeling for some of the people in the politics of United States of America.
Yes.
And George Washington came through.
Really?
So I would like to, yes. And I would like to give this message to the people of America at this time, especially for U.S.
All right.
You see, U.S. is in a great crossroads. U.S. is a leader of the world, and whatever they do has a great impact. But U.S. also must take a leadership role in healing the past. Mm-hmm. For the past affects U.S. very much so, for the land is filled with the blood. Mm-hmm. If the land is not healed, the people who are born in the land will carry this uncontrollable energy and the warrior energy. There are great shamans in your own country who can go back in the time past and heal a past timeline, which can bring great healing to the present reality. Even regarding the terrorism, why is it not possible to be controlled or cured? Go back to the Crusaders' time and heal that past timeline, and you will see a difference in the terrorism itself. Unless we go back and change the past, true healing cannot take place. Why do you think there has been war for the last 6,000 years in Israel? When people die, they carry the hatred to the ground, is it not, dear one? And people being born will carry this hatred. So if you are able to go back and change one small timeline, you'll be able to heal. I want to give another example.
Yes, please.
I was in Thailand. I was in Cambodia. They fight over a temple. The temple belonged to Cambodia. The temple belongs to Thailand. UNESCO agreed that this temple belonged to Cambodia, but Thai people were very upset. So every year there's a small shooting. Maybe few people die. I was able to see a picture. This happened almost 1,311 years back. With a powerful king from Thailand and a businessman from Cambodia. There was a mistrust. Both were powerful people. They carried the hatred into the ground. And now what happened? Still fighting going on. Same thing with Japan and China. You see in the news all the time about Japan and China.
Right.
Why is it coming up now so much? It's time to clear. It happened more than 5,000 years between two business people. The Chinese felt they were cheated. And Japanese felt they were cheated. But now since it is not healed, what's happening now?
We've got some conflicts, yeah.
Exactly.
Sure.
So this is the effect of what happened that time. But there are people in your country and other parts of the world who can go back in time and heal this past. So that outcome will be different.
Interesting. In our own area here in Washington State, there is a city called there's a city just south of Seattle called Tacoma, and they've had some problems with there. And the legends that I've heard is that the Native Americans, when the European settlers came, they cursed the area because there was a conflict, and as a result of that, they have some difficulties down there. But it's interesting.
It is true. Yes, it is true. When a powerful shamanic person makes a statement, it can have a great power, especially if it is coming from a deep hatred towards a particular culture or a people, because our thoughts are astoundingly powerful. This is the message of Masaru Emoto. It is not about his saying thank you to the water, no. The real message deeper down is the power of thoughts.
Interesting.
If you, even he did not really understand the power of thought to change matter, is it not, dear one? So you were just showing, if you say a good word through the power of a good thinking, the water molecules change. But if you remember, your body is 80% water, is it not?
Correct.
And what thoughts are you holding and what kind of change is happening inside the water? Have you ever considered that?
It's fascinating, really, to think about. And the Earth is also 70 to 80% water. Our bodies correspond to the exact same ratios of this planet.
This is what I'm going to come and say next time. Next is exactly that. Our Earth has more water than Earth, okay? In this planet. Then who has the more force? Who controls the water in the world? The force in the water, which one? Is the moon, is it not?
That's right.
So who is the most powerful force in the human body? It is the moon.
Interesting.
Did you ever wonder what makes your eyes blink, your nails grow, hair grow? It's not your soul. There is an other force inside of you which controls everything. and that is the power of the moon, the highest, most important, potent power. Hmm. Your body is made of 80% water, is it not?
True.
So when you honor this power within you, the power of moon, you can have transformation.
Hmm. Interesting.
And second thing, what is the next force in your body?
Mm-hmm.
The elements, earth, wind, water, and fire.
Hmm.
You are, when you are in your mother's stomach, anointed with water, is it not?
Correct.
As soon as you are born, you have to open your lungs and breathe, is it not?
True.
Anointed with the air element.
Mm-hmm.
You cry for the first time, the fire element.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lay down first time on the bed,
mm-hmm.
earth element.
Mm-hmm.
So balance these elements within you and work with the element of the moon and sun within you.
Mm-hmm.
You will be completely balanced.
Fascinating. No one has ever explained it that way before, Ray. Thank you so much for explaining that.
But Archangel Michael is there. He wished to tell you one more thing for the readers.
Yes.
When we are in our mother's stomach, most time, almost not all the time, but most of the time, the baby feels very good inside the mother's stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Because baby feels nurtured and supported,
sure,
in the fluid in the body of the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a cord going between the mother and the baby. And through this cord, the baby gets nourishment, love, and support. Mm-hmm. Is it not, dear one?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. As soon as the baby is born,
mm-hmm.
the baby is traumatized.
Mm.
For two reasons. One is the soul coming through the birth canal. It's a very terrifying experience. You are squeezing your all energy to come through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And second thing, what happened is, as soon as the baby is born, it has to start breathing air.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine you take a fish out of water, what happens?
Mm.
The fish will start flip-flap, and dies, is it not?
Right, right.
The baby has to adapt and adjust right away.
It's true.
So the baby start, what do you do when you are drowning, when you are afraid? Mm-hmm. You try to hold on to anything in your life, is it not?
True.
Sure. So like a baby holding on a straw, it will start putting energy cords,
mm-hmm.
C-H-O-R-D cords, as a safety mechanism to mm-hmm. people all around the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors, nurses, anybody who's in the operating room, mm-hmm. or a midwife.
Mm-hmm.
But since most of these people, doctors, nurses, are not balanced, not having a heart-loving energy, the baby will pick up this energy right away. So all human beings, subconsciously, every time you have an interaction with other human being, whether it's a supermarket or gas station or in an office or in any place, you go to the bank, you talk to the teller or the waiter, there's an energy cord going between you and the other person.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
And then what happens? Once energy is created, either through any form of interaction, either through thoughts, energy never dies.
Mm-hmm.
It can only be transmuted or transformed.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. what happens? Even when you die, energy never dies. So this energy codes what you have created with all other human beings will pull you back mm-hmm. to come and complete the energy completion. This mm-hmm. is the actual meaning of karma. Karma is not eye for an eye. Karma simply means coming here to balance the energy what you have started with other human beings.
Fascinating.
So if you are able to every day disconnect energies from what you have taken from people, just by simply stating that I disconnect all energies which I have gathered today through my experience with other people and also my own thinking, I release it right now. I only keep good energy connection within me.
I have to tell you, Ray, something very interesting, and I'm sure you know about this. For those who are biblical scholars, in 325 AD at the Council of what's called the Nicaea, Emperor Constantine at that time took out all references in the Bible that they created back then to references to karma and reincarnation, because his wife was a prostitute and she didn't want to pay for her sins in the next life. And regarding what you said, that he took it out because she didn't want to face what the kind of lifestyle she is. But it's fascinating what you have to say. Please continue.
Dear one, just imagine with all the people with whom we had interaction this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're able to remove this, what happened? You become so free.
Mm-hmm.
So make a list of all the people with whom you had interaction this lifetime, as long as you can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Then write down their names and say every day, today I release the energetic connection with this person. I only keep the good energy connection, but all other energy which I may have picked up unknowingly or knowingly, which is not of light and love, I release it at this time. In a few weeks' time or a few months' time, you would have released all energies. You would feel so much lighter. Then what happens? When you become lighter, the soul's gifts start coming out. It is embedded in your cells, the gift of your soul. But what happened now? The cells has to work over time. Because of the food what we eat and the energy what we pick up. So the gift of the soul and the love of the soul, it is deep inside the cell. There is no way it can come out because it's covered by many other layers of our belief systems and our thought patterns.
Ray, sorry to interrupt, my friend. I just want to take a quick station break. This is for those who are just tuning in. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. We're having a fascinating discussion with Ray Chandran, who, in my opinion, is one of the world's great spiritual healers, coming to us live from Tokyo, Japan. Please continue, Ray. I just wanted to make that station announcement.
So when you allow the cells to become its natural self, then the gift of your soul is naturally brought forth.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened then? The cells has a membrane covering the cells.
Mm-hmm.
Your interdimensional aspect, your quantum aspect is between each cell.
Mm-hmm.
And when this membrane is gone through the awakening and releasing of many of your past emotions and feelings, then the cells start emitting a beautiful color blue light or soft purple light.
Mm.
And that is the vibration of the love frequency. And you start remembering who you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Completely. Incorporating your quantum aspects. What is ascension? What did Master Buddha do, or Master Jesus, or any of the great masters? They remembered their entire interdimensional aspect and brought it and held their full energy within their being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is a gift now we have available for us if you're ready to work with it.
Fascinating. Wow, that's very powerful. Your statements are some of the most profound I've ever heard.
But dear one, do you think it's an accident that there is so many people in the world at this time? Of course not.
Hmm.
Because we have chosen to be here to take avail of opportunity of this particular time period where we have an incredible opportunity
mm-hmm.
to complete our life's task,
mm-hmm.
finish the reincarnational cycle, and again become an ascended master.
Wow.
This is why so many people are on the world at this time.
Hmm. Fascinating. Fascinating.
So we invite you to take advantage of this particular time period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, this is Archangel Michael. We wish to tell you one thing, dear brother, for all the readers to keep this in mind. The darkest of the dark is in the human mind. The lightest of the light is in the human mind.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you place your focus?
Mm-hmm.
And right now we are in a very important time period. The year of 2015, 2 + 1, if you say 2015, if you add up, it is 8.
Mm-hmm.
Completion and new beginning.
Hmm. Fascinating.
We have a new opportunity in this year, 2015, to completely remake. And since the energy of the Creator is so powerful at this time, what we hold as true in our heart will be amplified mm-hmm. immensely.
Mm-hmm.
So make a choice at this present moment.
Mm-hmm.
For you have an opportunity to recreate yourself new. You must recreate yourself new because the planet shifted 1987. 2012, March 21st of 2014, the planet moved in the Aquarian age. What happened, dear one?
Mm-hmm.
Planet moved, but we did not shift at all.
Mm-hmm.
We are still in the old mind thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We are following a religion which is 2,000 years old, or 5,000 years old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when Master Jesus brought a teaching, mm-hmm. it was appropriate for that time period only. When Master Buddha brought a teaching, it was appropriate for that time period.
Mm-hmm.
Hindu philosophy was brought during that particular time period.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Are we in that time period? No. Is it not, dear brother?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is evolving, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Computer, technology, science, medicine, mm-hmm. transportation, except religion, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we follow a religion which is that old?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and then what happened, Evan?
Mm-hmm.
We are completely not in resonance with the new consciousness of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this. You buy a new computer, okay? But your operating system is 10 years old. What happened? It runs slow, is it not?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So you must upgrade your software of your body, your thinking, which is applicable to the present reality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Take from the past, but adapt and adjust to the new reality.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not, dear one? Honor the great masters who walked. They showed the path. Mm-hmm. But say, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Through your understanding, now we are here. But now we need new truth. For an evolving mind requires evolving truth.
Mm-hmm.
Every human being is evolving every minute. Is it not, dear one?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yesterday's truth is not the truth of today.
True.
God is evolving.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not, dear one?
Mm-hmm.
So why should we follow yesterday's truth?
True. Interesting. Interesting.
We must upgrade our software, our thinking, to be in par with the new earth.
Mm-hmm.
So we can say, I give intention to open the new contracts of mine, which is applicable in this new age of Aquarian age, mm-hmm. and avoid all the old contracts of my life.
Mm-hmm.
When you make a powerful statement this way, what happened, Evan? Your cell hears it, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You'll make it a reality.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
If you continue doing the same thing and expect a new result, nothing happens, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
You want a new result, you must do things in a new way.
Ray,
That's the bottom line.
I have to tell you something very interesting. As you've been speaking, the light once again has gotten very bright in this studio. There are angels around us, I think, everywhere, and they're all agreeing. They're all applauding you for your words of wisdom.
No, Archangel Michael is with me here, and he says, Mary Magdalene wanted to tell, and she wanted to set some lines straight. Are you ready? Are you ready for Mary Magdalene? She's here.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
She said, let's get the facts straight.
Wow, wonderful.
Hi, dear family. And hi, brother. Hi, Ted, for I know you. Man of wisdom, man of courage. And one day, very soon, you will visit my land. And we'll have initiation with the great Elijah. In the Elijah scale. You knew Elijah. Elijah is the great master. And he was the only master who ascended. And his assistant saw it and wrote it down.
Wow.
Now, I would like to just briefly talk about me, Mary Magdalene.
Yes, please.
People call me all sorts of names.
Mm-hmm.
I am who I say I am. I am the beloved of Yeshua,
mm-hmm.
along with Miriam and others. I did not have children, but I looked after the children of Master Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
His first child was born in India.
Hmm.
He spent much time in India. All mm-hmm. of us went to India,
mm-hmm.
including his father, Mother Mary, and all others. It was, and our great teacher is a great Indian saint, Mahavatar Babaji.
Mm-hmm.
It was Babaji who taught us all how to walk on water, including Yeshua.
Mm-hmm.
And I am one of his great beloved. And we spend a considerable amount of time. why I was called all these names. Simple. Because we did not, the hierarchy did not want woman to succeed.
Wow.
It makes sense. It doesn't make sense. It's a ridiculous thing. Whole of Catholic Church and everybody prays to Mother Mary, is it not?
True.
But there is no female priest, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm.
Who is fooling whom?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But our time has come.
Mm.
Me, along with the Pallas Athena and Lady Guinevere, are the new force of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The three sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And we will bring a change. And we will balance the feminine with the masculine. Heart with the mind. We need both.
Right.
Heart and the mind.
We do need both, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we, in around 25 years' time, the predominant consciousness on the earth, by 2038, will be this balanced consciousness, feminine mm-hmm. and masculine. Mm-hmm. And in the near, very distant, I would say, in less than 15 years' time, you would have a pope who would be a lady.
Fascinating. That's fascinating.
There is so much secret kept in the Vatican. You know that.
I have a lot of listeners in Rome and Italy who are listening now, so I'm sure they're finding what you're having to say very interesting.
What is in Vatican? Only dead bodies, is it not, Diego?
Mm-hmm.
Of the old popes. Mm-hmm. Many secrets.
Mm-hmm.
The secrets will come out.
This present pope,
mm-hmm. is influenced by the great master, Saint Francis of Assisi, who is Master Kutumi.
Right.
Why do you think he took his name?
Oh, interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And what is his message? Let us take the church to the common man. Is it not even?
Right, right.
And he will open up new. He will appoint bishops, female bishops.
Wow.
And there will be a change.
Mm-hmm.
So we, the female goddesses, will play a major part in the transformation of this planet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we will not be thwarted. It will come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And you, my brother, and I will have many communication, because one of the books you will write in the future is about my life and the time you spend with me. I know you personally, and you know me personally. Call on me during your meditation time, quiet time, and I'll be with you right that moment. You are a soul, an ancient soul. Come here to be a light unto others through this medium and just by your life lived.
I'm speechless. Thank you for sharing
that. You would one day be invited to go to Russia. And you will have many audiences in that part of the world, Eurasia. Blessings. This is Mary Magdalene, your dear friend and beloved sister.
I was, I wanted to tell you, it was a couple of weeks ago, I've had several famous scientists on my show, including Rupert Sheldrake from London and Professor Jerry Pollack from the University of Washington. And during both of those interviews, the spirit of Albert Einstein came through and had messages for both scientists. And he said that if you meditate more and tie into the divine, that they will show you the answers to their scientific queries that they need. And I know I'm being guided to do this work now. And I just want to thank you so much for sharing these very profound messages with me, Ray. Thank you. Thank you so much.
But having said that about Albert Einstein,
mm-hmm.
you may want to tell your scientist friend, where did Albert Einstein get his message?
Oh, good question. Good question.
Hmm. He got it from Sphinx in Egypt.
Hmm.
Why do you think the German regime spent so much time and money looking for secrets under the Sphinx?
That's true.
You will find it. Why is it so?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is secrets underneath the Sphinx.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Albert Einstein was taken there, outside, Mm-hmm. And people went inside and got information.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to go to the springs in a meditation time,
mm-hmm.
well, that is where the cave of creation is there, where the essence of each soul is kept there in a crystal form. And when you die, that is the first place you go to pick up the essence and go. And it's the first place you come and leave your essence and bring only 3% of your essence when you are physically born. The balance 97%, you leave it there in a crystal.
Wow. Fascinating. Fascinating. I know that Edgar Cayce has talked about the Hall of Records being under the, I think it's the left paw of the Sphinx. But he said Go ahead.
No, exactly. This is what we are mentioning. Yes, there's a lot of secrets, including interspace technology.
Wow. But he also, Ray, he also said that we would not discover it until we were spiritually ready for it. In other words.
Yes, it is true. It was supposed to be opened in 2000, but right now the time frame is 2022.
Fascinating.
And when that is open, you will see many new technology. But one of the new technology which will be given to the world is library of experience, where all the events of the world will be recorded like a photograph. And when one is able to place their hand on the photograph, they will see the history, they will experience the history, they will hear the sound during the history of what happened.
Fascinating. Just fascinating. I just wanted to take a quick station break. For those who were just tuning in, this is Out of This World Radio with an extremely profound and very, very important interview with Ray Chandran, one of the world's great spiritual healers, coming to us live from Tokyo, Japan. Please continue, Ray.
My dear family, you will have a channeling message for all the people. We are Archangel Michael. You are in a very important time period in history. What is history? For there is a story behind the earth. Once you know the story, you will know how significant each of you are. This is an experiment. The earth is an experiment. Creator created many, many, many millions of planets and galaxies and star systems. Everything was perfect. What happened? If everything is perfect, there is no growth, is it not?
That's true.
If you look at your own life,
right?
It's only during challenging times you grew, is it not?
That's true. Absolutely.
So everything was stuck.
Mm-hmm.
The Creator did not know what to do. So he went to his council of creator. There are 9 council of creators. Creator has many friends. He said, what can we do? They came with a brilliant plan. The plan was, we'll create a small planet. And we'll invite all the great masters to come here. But we would take their memory away. And then they will have to go back through trial and error, and in that they would create growth. And then they would take this understanding of this growth process and introduce this little discomfort in other planets and then make them grow. This is a larger picture. And when this plan was proposed, the Creator was given an ultimatum by the Creator Council. If this does not succeed, you yourself will be discreated. He agreed. But now the experiment just finished. So all the beings on the planet were masters. And all the beings, including all animals, plants, everything, was asked to come here as a support system for human beings to awaken.
This experiment
has been going on for many, many millions of years, but it just finished.
Fascinating. I just want to make a small footnote to that, Ray, if I may. There's a tree here for those in the northwest area called the Madrona tree. It's a beautiful tree, and the bark peels off. I was at a party at Professor Pollock's house over in December, Christmas party, met a gentleman there who said that the life cycles of the Madrona tree do not correspond to our earthly earth cycles Instead, it corresponds to Mars, because he said the Madrona tree itself comes from Mars, and it was implanted. It was taken here many millennia ago, and it was one example of how many different species of plants and animals, which, like you said, were taken from other parts of the galaxy and brought here as an experiment.
They were asked to come here as a support system for humanity. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
And now we forgot so deeply, we started creating, and then we had terrible consequences. Mm-hmm. So we got stuck in this cycle. So once we create something, we have to uncreate it.
Right.
And complete it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And now the experiment is finished, and we are at the final part of cleansing of what we have created. Mm. So this is our history of this planet.
Mm-hmm.
So all of you, each and every soul, is a master. Otherwise, you would not be here.
Mm-hmm.
You have just forgotten who you are.
Interesting.
You can go back and remember this.
Mm-hmm.
And where is this remembrance held? In the bones of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Your bones are the structures which support your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have a new school or a church, you go to learn something in a structure. Is it not, dear one?
Mm-hmm.
Same way, when you connect with your bones, you're going to learn more about you. So talk to your bones. What did God say to Ezekiel?
Mm-hmm.
Prophecy to the bones.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
The Tibetan people knew it. The bones remember who you are. From the time of creation, to the heart of the Creator, to this moment. It has a story of who you are, your entire journey. This way it has always been said, the greatest wisdom lies not in the human mind. It lies in your physical body.
Hmm.
Learn to communicate with your body.
Hmm.
Your body will answer you right this moment. We are the Archangel Michael energy.
What you've said is so profound, Ray. I'm speechless. It's hard to me to think of questions.
Let me just tell you then something simple before we go.
All right.
There are plaques in the body. PLAQUES. What happened if you have plaques on your teeth?
Mm-hmm.
You have to brush it every day, is it not?
True.
What happens if you have plaques on your mental body, emotional body, and spiritual body? How do you remove it?
Mm-hmm.
Because by thinking the same thing, it can get embedded.
Right.
There are many methods of healing.
Mm-hmm.
What did Edgar Cayce, what did he say? Mm. The future of medicine is sound, is it not?
Fascinating.
For sound is the first sense you develop. This is why human beings always like some kind of sound, mm-hmm. especially drumming.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use sound to bring healing, to remove the plaques on your physical body, mental body, emotional body, spiritual body, because sound moves through all levels of reality. Subconscious mind, unconscious mind, supraconscious mind, and many other, and goes directly to the source.
I want to share something with you, Ray, and I'm sure you know about this. There's a friend of mine named Scott Limriel. He's written a book called The Sayre's Agenda, and in it he explains a very ancient chant called the Hu, H-U. And it's like Om from India, but it's called the Hu, and it opens up the pineal gland, and it provides you protection. But I think you're absolutely right. Sound is very important. I had Tom Kenyon on my show here a couple of months ago, and he's an expert on sound. But please continue.
We know Tom Kenyon very well, and we had designed a soul symbol for Tom Kenyon a couple of years back.
Mm-hmm.
So We would like to give some sound for the readers if they so choose to receive it at this time.
Yes.
These sounds are ancient sounds.
Mm-hmm.
There are three languages on the earth plane which have the highest frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Because these three languages came from the Galactic origin.
All right.
Hebrew sounds. Aramaic. Aramaic is the language of Master Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Sanskrit.
Okay.
When any sound is done in these three languages, it has the frequency of this very, very high.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make a point, let us say, many times we call Creator the God. I am that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But let us say the same word in Hebrew. Ehiye. Ashur. Ehiye.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel the difference?
Yes, I can.
It is more powerful, is it not?
Yes,
or
it
deeper?
Is. It's more powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so we would like to give you some sound for the readers. Wah.
Mm-hmm.
Wah.
Mm-hmm.
Wah. 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 Wah.
Wah.
This is a sound means, I command the seal of my ascension to be broken open now. Wah.
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 Wah. Okay. Thank you.
We'll give you three sounds. Nesha. Ra. I am the divine soul.
Hmm.
Nesha. Ra. Nesha. Ra.
Va.
Elsa. Ronin. Elsa. Ronin. I am the light. Elsa.
Elsa.
Ronin. R-O-N-I-N.
Ronin.
I am the light.
I am the light.
When you make a statement through this sound, because of the frequency, it goes into all the cells, including the pineal gland, which contain the signature cell. And the vibration of the frequency is transmitted through the signature cell to each and every cell of your body. If you want to have a healing, work with the signature cell energy, which is inside your pineal gland. Make a command. Make a statement.
Wow. Ray, I just wanted to make a quick announcement. I want you to finish up your wonderful interview here in about a minute. We've got a couple minutes left, but I wanted to tell everyone that we're having a fascinating interview with Ray Chandran. He's one of the world's most interesting and fascinating spiritual healers coming to us live from Tokyo, Japan. 1 week from today, we will have Dr. Dean Radin from the Institute of Noetic Science in Petaluma, California. He's one of the world's famous scientists, talking about metaphysical things. It'll be very, very interesting. And Ray, we've got about a minute and a half left, and I want you to please wrap up and please continue.
Yes, I would like to ask all the readers to hold one thought in your mind. No matter how difficult the circumstance may be, you can shift it, you can change it, and we'll give you a sound for it. The energy is called Tikkun, T-I-K-K-U-N. Tikkun means whatever is broken or damaged in my life, I can fix it.
Mm. Okay.
So when you sing this song, sing this tone, Tikkun.
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 Do it for 2 to 3 minutes till you feel some energy in your physical body. What it can do for you is it will start giving you hope and courage.
Mm-hmm.
It can open up the circular wisdom. Most of us only have linear wisdom. What is one step ahead? Your trueness is able to connect with the circular wisdom. That means you are able to see 360 degrees, top, bottom, left, right, inside, outside, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
When you are able to open the circular wisdom within you, you have more choices to make. And through these choices, you can change a different reality. Tikkun energy.
Thank you so much, Ray, for coming on today. Friends, we'll see you all next week with Dr. Dean Radin, famous scientist from California, and I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye, everyone.